This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. I'm Kara Lawrence. I was thinking it was a close to perfect day last June when I was strolling through the booths at the KIA Art Fair in Bronson Park, when suddenly the bluesy tones of a song played on four saxophones started up. Now, I thought, the day is perfect. Those saxophonists were Mark Greer on soprano saxophone, Sandra Shaw on alto, Dave Saunders on tenor, and Gary McCurry on baritone. And they're collectively known as the Park Street Saxophone Quartet. I'm happy to welcome them to a live session here in the Takeda Studio at WMUK. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You all bring with you postgraduate music degrees, decades of performing and teaching, and the ability to switch styles at the drop of a hat. So, Mark, why don't you tell us about how the Park Street Saxophone Quartet came together?
Three of us play together in an ensemble, the Gaelic Jazz Ensemble, in three saxophones, and we often talked about some of the great times we've had in the past of performing in college, playing with other people, and we thought, let's try a saxophone quartet, and we had three of the members right on stage at the time, and so then it was a matter of finding another person that would be willing to spend hours and hours pounding through charts, and Dave came into town recently within the last few years, and we were introduced through mutual friends, and it sort of became a friendship, and then, hey, let's put this together and let's see if this will work.
Mark, I look back at your experience as an educator in schools, so a couple of decades at high school and college levels, and as a top player in the Gull Lake Jazz Orchestra. I would imagine that for this group, you can really set your standards and your goals very high.
Well, we all do, and that's the beauty of it. We all work very hard at our craft and our art, and it's really unique to share it with other adults. I know Sandy and Gary and I work with students primarily throughout the day, and so it is, which is fantastic. But it is great to work with other adults on that level.
Sandy, could you tell me about having this education background in common and why you might need to continue your performance career?
Well, I'll let you in on a secret. I really wanted to go into the performance career. But as a sophomore at Western, I had to decide, and I wanted health insurance. So I went into teaching, and then I discovered that I got summers as a benefit, and I'm saying this not to take away from teaching, but what I also discovered was that I love teaching. It's something I'm pretty good at, and you know, on top of that, I can still perform. Those summers allow me to practice and catch up where I can't fit it in during the school year. And then my students, I can give them some credit for this group, because actually I do have quartets going on at all my schools, Kalamazoo Public Schools, and through them and watching how much they're enjoying the experience, I thought, well, why can't I do this too? And so, you know, Mark and I were talking at a gig and decided we should do this when we retire. Well, he's retired before me, but so I'm now adding this group to my plethora of groups.
Gary, I believe you had a different kind of music career.
My full-time job for 23 years was playing in the United States Military Academy band at West Point. So I was in the Army for 23 years. I played in the concert band there for 9 years, and then in the Jazz Nights big band for 14 years. So my teaching career is just getting off to its start. When I was at Western, I actually couldn't decide what I wanted to do, so I got a major in saxophone, jazz studies, and music education. And then I did something similar at Indiana University with a master's in woodwinds and a master's in jazz, and then decided that it would be a pretty cool thing to be in the military and play music, because I was playing in a band in the Washington, D.C. area, and I went over and I heard some of the bands perform on the Capitol, the steps of the Capitol, and it looked like a really cool thing. So I got back after that summer to Indiana University and started watching the Musicians Union magazine for openings. And the West Point band came up, and it was pretty hard to get into, because when I first tried to to answer the ad, the position had already been filled by the time I even got a hold of them. So I had a recruiter who was actually pretty persistent, and he kept calling them. And when another opening came up in their concert band, I auditioned for that and got in. So,
may I ask?
Yes.
You know, you're coming along with advanced degrees in music. So were you sitting side by side with colleagues in the West Point band who are equally qualified?
Actually, in the West Point band, just about everybody had a bachelor's degree, and many people had master's, and some people had doctorate degrees. So, yeah, there were people that were working on doctorates while I was there, and some that already had their doctorates. And it was the level of musicianship was pretty high.
So what brought you back to Michigan?
Family, mainly. But Michigan has turned out to be a really nice place. Yeah, this is where my family was living, and so we moved back here, and my wife, it's also the cost of living is a little bit less than New York, and I've also found that there's plenty of good musicians in Michigan to perform with, and there's no shortage of good musicians, so, and everybody seems to want to perform and play together, so it's keeping me very busy between that and teaching private lessons.
Well, finally, Dave Saunders, what is your story?
My story is I wanted to become a street performer in Paris when I was a little kid and find a wealthy benefactress to support me playing jazz through the rest of my life. And I met my wealthy benefactress, but she turned out to be here in the States. So it's not really entirely true, but the first part of it, the second part is. But I think I followed Gary at Indiana University and got my master's in saxophone performance, actually classical saxophone performance, but my main kind of interest was really jazz. So spent some time there, and immediately upon getting my master's, I was offered a kind of a business opportunity to live in New York. So I ended up sort of in the business world ever since then, and have done music kind of as an avocation. And but did end up when we moved here recently from Minnesota for a job here in Michigan. But I taught for 15 plus years, at a little liberal arts college in just south of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, teaching jazz and saxophone and running the jazz band at Carleton College.
What a wealth of musical experience here in this room with Mark Greer, Sandy Shaw, Dave Saunders, and Gary McCurry. They are the Park Street Saxophone Quartet, just to remind you all, and they're here live in our studio at WMUK with a lot of music coming up. Why don't we get to it if you're ready? Gary, would you tell me about this first piece you're going to play?
The first piece that we're going to perform today is a saxophone quartet written by Nick Ayoub. He's a Canadian composer and saxophone player. He actually performed with the Maynard Ferguson band at one time, and he taught at a Canadian university. I don't actually remember which one, but he's a very, very good composer, and we're going to perform the fourth movement of his work today.
Thank you.
the Park Street Saxophone Quartet in music of Nick Ayoub. We heard the final movement of a suite he wrote for this combination of soprano saxophone, alto saxophone, tenor, and baritone saxophones. The piece is called Jazz Suite for Saxophone Quartet. And you guys, that was a pretty eye-opening way to start this hour here live in our studio at WMUK. Great job. Sandy, why this piece to get us going?
Well, it is an eye-opener. It's not too long. It just kind of like we get really intense right away and get to hear the blend of the saxophones with some high-energy music. And then we, after this, we'll probably go on and play some other styles that settle down a little bit.
One of the things I noticed about this piece is you're all moving at the same time as if it's one instrument with four reeds going. And so this is what quartet can be, one aspect of it. I thought that was really, really impressive in the writing of this piece. Is it kind of a challenge to bring it all together and sound as if you're one instrument?
You know, it's a piece that's challenging, and as you heard, putting that together was a lot of fun, but there is a challenge to doing that.
One of the things about Nick Ayoub, being a saxophone player, playing in big bands, he had a unique perspective and a more commanding perspective about writing for a group in this style because he played that way all the time. He played in a big band. And the homophonic voicing, where everyone's playing at times in the same vertical alignment, but with jazz voicings, is something that would be the same as what would happen in a big band. So that's that piece really has some big band characteristics.
Yeah, it feels right.
And the challenge of doing that without a rhythm section is also something that's really enjoyable for us as well.
Now, I assume that as saxophonists, each of you can play the whole family of instruments from top to bottom. How did you decide who ended up with what instrument in the Park Street Saxophone Quartet?
Well, we looked in our trunks. Who has a Barry sax? And the you know, we all like. You know, I play a lot of alto. I've played a lot of soprano in the past. Sandy plays tenor in the big band. Gary plays tenor in the big band. Gary plays all instruments very, very well. And so we sort of pointed the finger at him and said, how about the Barry? And he's a wonderful Barry player. And so that's a bit of how we put it together. We do some works with two altos, tenor and Barry. But for the most part, it's SATB is what we generally refer to it as.
Dave, would you mind introducing what we'll hear next from the Park Street Saxophone Quartet?
The next piece we're going to play is called Voici le Quatuor, which roughly translated means here is the quartet or this is the quartet. And it's broken up into four movements, one featuring each of the instruments of the quartet. So it starts with soprano, then goes on to alto, tenor, and Barry. And they're all in slightly different, you know, feels and styles. So it's a nice way to feature each instrument in different ways.
Who's the composer of this work?
And this is written by Warren Barker, who's written a lot of both saxophone literature as well as concert band and other styles of music and either arrangements or compositions.
I heard you in rehearsal on this, and I think some listeners may be surprised that he is not French.
Right. Well, there's such a long history of, you know, the French were the ones who popularized the saxophone, you know, starting with Marcel Mule. And so a lot of the literature, I should say, at least certainly the early literature was written by French composers in French styles, et cetera. So that's probably why you hear that.
And he did a great job capturing that style, Warren Barker. It's a very traditional French quartet sounding and also very comical in much of that. Much of the French saxophone music does have that air of comedy throughout it.
Well, without much further ado, why don't we listen to the Park Street Saxophone Quartet and the piece Voici le Quatuor by Warren Barker here on WMUK's Let's Hear It. ¶¶ Live in the studio at WMUK, we heard the Park Street Saxophone Quartet and music of Warren Barker, his Voici le Quatuor, or Here is the Quartet. Four movements of great, great fun and tongue-in-cheek playing from Mark Greer on soprano saxophones, Sandy Shaw on alto, Dave Saunders on tenor, and Gary McCurry on baritone. Like, could we talk about how the saxophone lives between worlds? You can play it classically, it belongs in the orchestra, and you can play it in a dance hall, you can play jazz. It belongs, it fits in very many places.
At least some people think it belongs in those places. Saxophone players think it belongs everywhere.
Sure.
And that's the problem with us right there. That's a problem. Okay. And hence, maybe that's why we have so many different styles of music under our fingers. But yeah, we certainly have a wide range of music at our disposal.
And I think the other thing to point out is that the literature of the saxophone didn't start until, what, 1850-something? After the saxophone was invented. So a lot of the repertoire is modern, unless it was transcribed, you know, for instance, from a flute piece, an oboe piece, cello pieces, as well as, you know, all the different, that's why we have so many different styles, because all of the saxophone music is essentially modern. The stuff that was written for the saxophone is essentially modern in the sense of there was no Renaissance saxophone, you know.
So it was right there when America was inventing jazz and when Europe was adapting jazz. And in this case, we hear sort of a lot of cross currents in this sort of French piece that's actually American. I would think that would pose sometimes a challenge when you're teaching to explain you play this in a swing style or you might play this in a really straight, more like a cello. But hey, a saxophonist has to learn everything, right?
Well, one of the things that is unique about teaching saxophone is that, of course, in most cases, you are trying to teach both in a classical style and in a jazz style. And I find in my teaching with my private students that the best thing is to demonstrate. And when it comes to playing any sort of music, you have to listen. You have to, in order to be able to be authentic, you have to listen, and especially in jazz. So there's no way that a student could play in some of these jazz styles without actually getting into it and listening. And so that's why I actually, in order to get a student to swing, I actually have to demonstrate, and I say, okay, instead of being very meticulous about saying, do it exactly like this or like that, just copy me, listen to me, and then let's see if you can do that.
I wanted to ask Sandy and anyone else here who might have studied at Western Michigan University about a longtime professor of music, Trent Kinniston, who retired a few years back but had like a 30-year career here, and what it was like to learn from him.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that, because I'm playing his instrument today. This cuff is a German horn. I came to school with like a Bundy or something. It was a student model, and the first lesson he told me, you need to get a better horn. So I used some of my loan money to buy his cuff. And, you know, it's been challenging over the years to play in tune. Every note has its spot where it wants to go. However, Gary here introduced me to a mouthpiece. I don't know if I can advertise it, but it was a Russo, and it's an awesome mouthpiece, and it's made it so much easier to play more consistently through the registers, and so that's pretty cool. But yeah, Trent, you know, he got me to go, you know, a long way, move a long way in, let's see, jazz. I had him for jazz band, and he taught me, you know, the fine parts of classical playing. Where I grew up, there was no orchestra nearby or influence that would help me with the classical style of saxophone. So I came to school mainly with some technique, and he showed me how to get a good tone.
He is so, equally good at,
yes,
at
yeah,
both.
Yes, yeah. Yes, he is. And that was kind of what drew me to Kalamazoo and Western, was his ability to teach both styles.
Well, I'm with the Park Street Saxophone Quartet here at WMUK. Mark Greer, Sandy Shaw, Dave Saunders, and Gary McCoury. And I believe we're going to go back in time a little bit to hear a jazz standard. This one's called Autumn in New York. That's one of the great ballads of the 1930s, Autumn in New York, by Vernon Duke. And you heard in performance live at WMUK, that's Mark Greer on soprano saxophone, Sandy Shaw on alto, Dave Saunders on tenor, and Gary McCoury on baritone. What a great sound in that piece, and it was a delight to hear three of the four of you take solo sections and really sing out with such feeling. Terrific job. Thank you. So who brought that tune to the band?
Autumn in New York is a tune that I've had in my book since my undergraduate years at Arizona State. And it's just a wonderful piece. I'm not even sure of the arranger exactly, but a really great, great tune.
I would like to know if you consider the saxophone, does it have any brass instrument qualities? I know it's a woodwind, but, you know, watching you play, there's a certain amount of effort that maybe flute players don't have to muster.
Yeah, I think it. I mean, it essentially is a brass instrument. I think it's sort of a cross between a brass instrument and a woodwind, because it's made out of brass. It produces a much louder sound than, say, a flute or a clarinet or an oboe.
Initially, when the saxophone was invented, it was supposed to be used in orchestra, and the very first saxophone was a bass saxophone, and Berlioz loved it, but it never really caught on. However, the military bands saw it as something that would be really beneficial in projecting their sound, and so they started using the saxophones, there was a lot of jealousy from other instrument makers when Adolf Sax started publicizing his instrument and getting it played in all these military bands. And it really took off. And unfortunately for Adolf Sax, the other musical instrument manufacturers didn't like that. And so there were all kinds of lawsuits and even attempts at his life. Actually, at one time, he was not home, fortunately, but an assassin was sent to his house and ended up killing his butcher instead of Adolf Sax.
Oh, my gosh.
But this was all over people's jealousies and different companies being mad about him being so popular with his new instrument.
Can I watch the miniseries somewhere? HBO know about this, this story?
A good book to get some of the stuff out of is it's called The Devil's Horn. I believe that's the name of the book. But it's I don't even remember who wrote it, but it's a really entertaining and good book, combination of history and humor about the saxophone.
If someone already is in their mind, you know, hearing this delightful music and getting an idea that they might want to ask the quartet to play at their party or something like that, how would they get in touch?
They can contact us at our Facebook page.
When you type in Park Street Saxophone Quartet?
That's correct.
Park Street, where did that come from?
Our first gig that was outdoors was at the stage there that lines up with Park Street. And so, you know, I looked online for names for groups, and a lot of them had streets as a name. So I thought, hey, that's a cool name, Park Street. Easy to spell, you know.
I really like it, especially when you're a Kalamazooan who could, you know, think of parks, the actual Park Street.
There were several other less appropriate names that we won't divulge at this point.
Yeah, we'll keep those quiet.
Well, I should tell listeners again to look for Park Street Saxophone Quartet online on their Facebook page. So moving along, we were talking earlier about the many styles saxophonists have to master. If they choose this instrument, they can't just stick to one slot. And I think this next piece will demonstrate that. It's called Three Shades of Blues.
Three Shades of Blue was written and arranged by Paul Nagel. He's a trumpet player who played in the Radio City Music Hall Orchestra, and he's well known for his publications of a small group jazz-oriented or pop-oriented arrangements. And so this is a piece that has three different styles of jazz in it. It's all based on the blues, but it's a swing style, a ballad style, and a Latin soul style. So I'm sure you'll enjoy this.
Once again, here's the Park Street Saxophone Quartet on WMUK, live in our Takeda studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
here in the Yoshimi Takeda studio at WMUK. We've just heard a live performance from the Park Street Saxophone Quartet, made up of four professionals and educators with huge accumulated experience in music. Mark Greer on soprano saxophone, Sandy Shaw on alto, Dave Saunders on tenor, and Gary McCrory on baritone. And we just heard Three Shades of Blues. I was wondering, it's such a great contrasting piece there, Dave. I love how you opened up, and was that an improv section you had there at the end?
Yes, completely made up. I never played it before, and never will play it again.
Oh, it's
exactly
terrific.
The same. But yes, thank you.
But that's the cool thing about that piece and about that last movement is it has that improv section for the tenor, which Dave sounds great on.
One thing I really thought was fun as a listener was simply to close my eyes and focus on each part, to hear the soprano sound mixed with the alto and the tenor and the baritone, and just how well you've balanced the four of you. That also must be something that you're listening for as you rehearse, to really blend as well.
And that's a challenge because, you know, individually we all sound differently, but as a group, you need to sound a little bit like Gary, sound a bit like Mark, like Sandy, like Dave. And so that in and of itself is quite a challenge.
Sandy, you actually are an instructor of, you know, string players, not just woodwinds. Your role in the Kalamazoo Public Schools includes string orchestra instruction.
That's correct. I've had to wear lots of hats in my life. And I'll tell you, when I was in college, the jazz friends and people did not associate with the string players. And so I didn't really get that training in strings. And then one day, one weekend, I just discovered I was going to be a string teacher. And so a good friend's daughter showed me, well, first told me the names of the strings and then how to tune them. And yes, thank you,
very
Kalamazoo. but, you know, it opened up this whole new world for me. I think I play more in tune now. I can sing an A, D, G, C, you know, wherever I'm at, because we do this every day. So repetition is so important for string players. And earlier, Gary was mentioning that, you know, the intonation on saxophones is, you know, tricky, but and how we have to listen all the time. But that's very true for string players as well. And I learned by teaching orchestra that, you know, I came to respect so much what they do and how similar some of the things that we do are. It's just really fascinating. And I'm still enjoying learning. I've been taking private lessons in the community at Crescendo Music Academy, a great place to get lessons for the parents out there that have string students.
I'd say you're doing your due diligence with a completely different world and way of producing sound.
And then I do love to practice my violin. I don't have to use the air that you saw me using just now. It's just fun to make a beautiful sound with the vibrato and the violin. I'm not great yet to go out in public and play, but I can play in front of my students, and if I can't play it, my principal violinist can show everybody what sounds.
Well, I'm really, really glad that hopefully some of your students have caught you playing in your element here with the Park Street Saxophone Quartet this hour on WMUK. And I'm sorry to say that we are near the end of this hour, and I hope that you have one last thing you can play for us.
We do. We're going to finish out with a piece that a lot of the audience might know by Lennon and McCartney called When I'm 64. And it's really a fun chart. It's got a whole bunch of different tempos and styles and is arranged by a guy named Ramon Ricker, who taught at, I don't know if he still teaches, at Eastman School of Music out in New York. And he's written a bunch of saxophone and jazz pedagogy type books, pentatonic scales and things like that. So a really interesting guy, taught saxophone out there and I think ran the jazz band. So it's a really fun arrangement.
Well, before you pick up your saxophones again, let me thank you. The Park Street Saxophone Quartet, Mark Greer on soprano sax, Sandy Shaw on alto, Dave Saunders on tenor, and Gary McCrory on baritone sax. It's been a great pleasure having you here today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
¶¶
We heard the Park Street Saxophone Quartet, Mark Greer on soprano sax, Sandra Shaw on alto, Dave Saunders on tenor saxophone, and Gary McCurry on baritone. All longtime professionals and educators in West Michigan. The Park Street Saxophone Quartet is on Facebook, and this special hour with the Park Street Saxophone Quartet will be posted online at WMUK.org. I'm Kara LaRance. Thanks again for tuning in to WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan.